to abandon the renewable, the electricity generated by renewables itself. You know, we have those transmission lines connecting Xinjiang, which is next to Pakistan, to Shanghai, to maybe Beijing. But still, sometimes when there is, when the, you know, generating from renewables is very, is at the peak, sometimes we even has to abandon some of the electricity. So the thing is, we need more and more, you know, connecting grids domestically. When we have enough market, then maybe is this, that is the right time for us to build that interconnection power grid. Because as I said, as I just mentioned, there is a existing interconnection grid between Spain and Morocco, but it's not very well used just because the market is not so strong. So when we're talking about this kind of power project, electricity interconnection power grid, this kind of project, we always want to do it in a successful way. I mean, commercially successful way. What I mean is we have to make sure it is a successful business model. When there is a market, there will be investment. So this is the most important thing I want to highlight. And secondly, indeed, it's actually very important to have Pakistan involved in this kind of energy system, because in Xinjiang, we only have solar and coal. We want to use the electricity generated by solar in Xinjiang and wind in Xinjiang. And definitely, we need other resources to compromise, to integrate as a systematic solution. So you just mentioned there is hydropower in Pakistan, then it would be one of the best, you know, supplement to this energy system. Thank you so much.
Okay, last question from Imperial College London.
Thank you very much for the nice presentation. Just a quick one, how this interconnection globally will kind of, the political aspects will have an impact, because we are investing in this, and suppose